Day 1, December 1st. Today's reflection is based on 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Alan D. Olson, class of 2014 and 2024. The author of 2 Peter states that he is trying to arouse our sincere attention to remember the words of the prophets, the apostles, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Does he know that this is Advent? Does he know how busy we are? I have it easy. I'm 53 and I don't have kids. I don't have a lot of shopping to do. Yes, I'm a pastor, so I'm busy at this time of year, but all of the planning is done. All I have left to do is show up and follow the plans that we've made. You, dear reader, are probably much busier. Between Christmas shopping and holiday parties, to think about the second coming of the Lord, or how God marks time. You are busy managing the expectations, and perhaps the anxieties, of a family for a Merry Christmas. You have to get all the right gifts, the right food for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. You have so much to think about, so much planning to do. It's overwhelming. We spend so much time and energy chasing material things. Lots and lots of money, too. Why do we do this to ourselves? Perhaps we focus on the material things because we're attempting to see the wonder in the eyes of our children or grandchildren. Perhaps we wish to recapture that sense of wonder we felt when we were younger. Perhaps it's harder to live as these scriptures call us to do, when year after year we wait for Jesus' return. Wonder is a holy and sacred thing. Don't beat yourself up for not getting the perfect gift for someone else. Also, do not beat yourself up for not being a perfect Christian during Advent or any other season. Study the scriptures as you can, and remember that the Lord is patient with us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Breathe. Remember that God is merciful. The coming of the Christ is a reminder of that mercy. Remember that God loves you, all of us, so much that God entered the world in the person of Jesus so that we would all know God's love and mercy. I hope that inspires some awe. Today's prayer. Lord, in this time of watching and waiting, please restore our sense of wonder. Take away our cynicism and our sense of having seen it all before. Give us new eyes and ears and hearts that we may see you, that we may see your coming and your return in all the people that we meet. Help us to share the gift of your love everywhere and to everyone. Amen.